Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today I've got a hadith from Imam Rida alayhi salam about tears shed for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, something that all the Imams of Ahlul Bayt emphasized on its emphasizes importance and its very amazing effects. So he promises something great. He gave us a powerful promise. He says, if you weep for Hussein alayhi salam until your tears flow onto your cheeks, Allah will forgive every sin you have committed. This is a promise of immense mercy, not just a few sins, every sin. Because the tears shed for Hussein alayhi salam are not ordinary tears. They are tears of love, of connection, and of loyalty to the truth. Why would weeping for Hussein carry such weight? Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood for truth when everyone else remained silent. He gave his life for what was right. He refused to bow to oppression. His sacrifice was not for power or status, it was for God. So someone who sheds tears for, in that way, when you weep for him, you're not just crying over a tragedy, you're aligning yourself with his cause. You're saying, I stand with truth, I stand with justice, I stand with those who resisted tyranny. So, psychologists talk about the importance of empathy and connection. When we connect deeply with a story of suffering, it changes us. It softens our hearts. It makes us more aware of injustice. It moves us toward action. The tears for Hussein are not just grief, they are transformation. Imam Rida alayhi salam is telling us, let those tears come. Don't hold them back, because every drop that falls is a cleaning, a washing away of the dust of sin. Now let's be honest. Some people might think, I don't cry easily, or I feel sad but tears don't come. Does that mean I'm excluded from this promise? No. The Imam is talking about sincerity. Tears are a sign of a softened heart. But if you feel the grief, if you feel the connection, if you wish you could cry, you could be with Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala, that feeling itself is a form of weeping, is what connects you. And that connection matters. The Prophet said, he who loves, longs, and wishes to meet them will be with them. So intention matters. This hadith is an invitation, not a condition. It's saying, open your heart. Let the story of Hussein reach you. Let his sacrifice move you. And if tears come, receive them as a gift from God, because they are a sign that your heart is alive. And inshallah, you'll be connected always with Imam Hussein alayhi salam through pure tears, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد